Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that, Lord, in your grace, you put sincerity in our hearts to come to you today. Lord, we know we need you more. We know we need more of your word. We know that that word of your grace, it's what builds us up, Lord God. It's the strength in our life, Lord Jesus, the word of God and that boldness, Lord, not just to live, but to live abundantly. Lord, to rise up each and every day, God, no matter what's facing us, knowing, Lord, that in you, those are the before-ordained good works that we should walk therein. Lord, there's a lot of needy people here this morning, and thank you, Lord, for it. You're delighted in every need of ours because by your grace we come to the throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we know that mercy and grace is what's there to meet us every single time. Lord, help us to know today how much you love us. God, just let us take one thing from this sermon, and that would be that, oh my, I didn't even see how much he loved me. Lord, thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you again for every life here. Lord, have your way. May you and you alone be magnified. May the beauty of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be seen the much the more. We give you that praise in your name. Amen. Praise be to God. In Psalm 116:17. Psalm 116:17. It says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. In Leviticus 22:29, it says, and when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. I'm so thankful to God that true worship is never forced. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you thankful that you come to church this morning because of one reason? Jesus loves me, this I know. You come here because, praise God, you know he loves you. You know that he's for you. I pray that you know that. And if you don't know that yet today, by God's grace, I pray you know it before you get out of here. That because of the blood of Jesus in your life, you're a son. You have a father. And his name is God. And let me tell you something. There's none greater. All power's from him, by him, through him. I thank God that as his child, I know that I'm in the hand of Jesus. It says, and that hand's in the Father's hand. And I thank the Lord and praise his name that no man can pluck me out of his hand. Safe, secure. You talk about a sacrifice of thanksgiving today. This is what it is. And I'm so grateful to God that, you know, he's led us to these verses this morning, and so appropriate, and not only because of the time of thanksgiving that we're in, but even more so, where God has brought us as a meeting the last couple of weeks in the rejoicing in the joy of faith. The joy of faith, praise be to God, into that wonderful state of praising him, thanking him for faith. For the grace, praise God, that causes you to believe the word of God. And oh my goodness, that is true thankfulness. And I believe what the Lord wants me to begin with today is if we are not thankful, and I'm right there with you, come on, don't. You might be able to fool somebody real close to you, but you'll never fool God. He knows you. But I'm going to tell you, I'll get in the front of the line, when we are not thankful, brothers and sisters, the answer is so wonderfully clear, so simple. We're not looking to the Word of God. We're not. We're not believing the Word of God. Amen? If we're believing the Word of God, let me tell you something, you will be thankful. Every time, by the grace of God, I know that Christ in me is taking reign. And only Christ in me taking reign, and I'll tell you one thing happens. You believe the Word of God. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life.
Doesn't matter what trial you're in. You talk about supernatural. You begin to praise the Lord. Just like old Paul and that sweet brother that was with him there in that prison. You know, they were beaten. And I'm telling you what, when they used to throw you in chains back then, you were beaten, whipped, hurting. But long about midnight, a song came through. And they began to praise the Lord. They kind of forgot about them stripes in the way they were thinking about them stripes. They forgot about all those punches and beating. And they started to see, praise God, oh, happy am I when I suffer for Christ's sake. How wonderful, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful time. But see, when we're not thankful, we're living life. Just like we talked about the last couple weeks, we're living life looking at the world. See, we can live life looking at the world and think we're happy, but soon thereafter, it won't satisfy. I remember a pastor that used to say, and then what? Oh, you got that job? And then what? Oh, you got that big house? And then what? Huh? I used to work with and work for a lot of people that were the and then what? Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. When we're looking at the things that are unseen, when we have a vision on the things above, and by the way, those things above are right here. I want you to know that. They're right here. Praise be to God. When we have that vision, when we're looking into the promises of God, when we're rejoicing and thanking Him in the reality of the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen, and I'm talking about my exceeding and eternal weight, praise God, of glory which will come. Oh, He told me, in due time, son, I will exalt you. Oh, I want to be in a company that He's talking about, brothers and sisters. Not that it's going to exalt me, but it's going to exalt Him. Hallelujah. Because it's going to be that company, praise God, that He brings forth and says, oh, I'm going to make them know that I have loved thee. Come on now. I'm still kind of sleepy from all that tryptophan. Now, wake up. This is important time. Brothers and sisters, we got a better thing. Do you know you got a better thing? I mean, as you read the Word of God, and I love it. We're not competing. No. We're in it to win it, as the Lord tells us. We run to obtain. We run to win. And brothers and sisters, I thank God for Abraham. I thank God for Sarah. I thank God for Ruth. I thank God for all of those precious vessels that lived the simplicity of by faith. But I thank God that I live in this time. The time of the Holy Ghost, as He said to those, oh, disciples, I have many things to say unto you, brothers. You've been with me. Oh, you have 3.5 years. Some of you even told me how much you love me, and you figured it out that, you know what, you can't, but I can. Come on. And He said, and I love you so, but I have many things more that I want to tell you. And just think, 3.5 years personally with Jesus, abiding with Him, supping with Him, sleeping with Him, all of those different things. They were there. You know what I'm saying? Talk about a camp out at times, huh? But He said, man, I got many things to say to you. But He said, you know what? You can't understand it yet, honey. You cannot receive the fullness of what I want to give you. Now, the Holy Ghost, He's been with you. And He's been with you and with men for a long, long time. I think about Samson, how the Holy Ghost came upon him. He'd take that gate of many tongues and he would run, not just on flatland. It said he ran over the hill. Huh? Little David. Who's this uncircumcised Philistine? I don't care if I'm 12 years old. He's mocking God. And it says, and he ran at him. He didn't sheepishly go in there. King tried to give him his armor. I could see that little lad, that big old king's armor just drooping all over him. He said, man, this is only going to hinder me. See, what man can give you will always hinder you. And that's the truth. But what God gives you is all powerful. And I thank the Lord how he just ran at him. One shot was all it took. That stone was perfectly placed in the forehead, and he was done. Now, we're talking about that Holy Ghost. Powerful, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? But as Jesus Christ told those disciples, he's been with you and shall be in you. We live in that time. Not some afar off glory, but praise be to God, Christ in me. Christ. That's something to get excited about. That's something, praise God, to thank him for. And see, brothers and sisters, we live that by faith in the full assurance of it right now. See, I thank God for that exceeding eternal weight of glory that he's building in my life. I thank God that he is faithful and true. And I thank God that I live by, again, the grace of God, that any moment I'm going to step into a realm where my faith is going to be made sight. I'm going to see all these things, hallelujah, that, as sisters sang today, that are in my heart. There's a vision. And without a vision, the Word of God tells us, the people perish. Without feeding upon the Word of God, brothers and sisters, you'll grow weak. That vision will grow a little blurry. Sometimes even ones forget. Now, God always abides faithful even when we believe not. Huh? I've got two boys. And there's been times they haven't acted like my boys. But thanks be to God, I'm always their daddy. Amen? Come on now, we know these things. But how much more so our Heavenly Father? Brothers and sisters, when our eyes are on the things of God, and I'm talking about the Word of God because that's the things of God, we will rejoice, we will thank God, there will be a song in your heart, even in the valley of the shadow of death. It is so incredible. See, and that's just what happens, brothers and sisters. Great thankfulness, this sacrifice of thanksgiving, is so simply all that God wants from us. Isn't that wonderful? As he said to Abel. And he said the same thing to Cain, but Cain was just going to be stiff-necked. Bring me the lamb. Oh, I got something better to bring you, God. No, you don't. You don't have me anything better that you could ever bring me than my son. And by the way, that's the only thing I'm going to accept. You got to bring me the lamb. That's what I want to see. I want to see my son. How wonderful. That's what God wants from us, is that thanksgiving of praise to him. Giving him thanks for what he has already done. Isn't that wonderful? I thank God for the workings of his grace in my life, but it's all because of what his son already did. It is finished. Praise God. I know that I am his workmanship. I know I'm that little lump of clay. Praise the Lord. And he's the potter. He's finished the work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. How could we sit still in this? But I'll tell you, this is what God yearns from our life. To give him thanks always. That thanksgiving in our prayers. And I'm not talking about, well, I thank God for my family. I thank God for my children. I thank God for my food. Well, thank God I thank God for all those things. And you should too. But brothers and sisters, I'm talking about thanking God for the furnace. Huh? Thanking God for the desert. Come on now. Thanking God truly for the things that you never would have wanted in your life. But by the great grace of God, he has brought you there. And says, honey, this is the way we're going. Come on now. I've already prepared the way. I know it don't look good. I know it looks like a big cliff. but the bridge is already there. Isn't that awesome? I know, praise God, that there's giants in the land. But get a spirit like Caleb and get in there and say, we're well able to take it. God has given us this. We just go right in there and we take it. God said it and it is so. And brothers and sisters, that's the word of the Lord. This is what he wants for your life. This is true. Praise God, it's true. I thank the Lord how over and over, look at how man reacts to the word of God. This is the thing that provokes everything. It only provokes love in some or hatred in others. Neutral you cannot be. You can have all kinds of books on your desk. You can have all of these kinds of things in your workplace and in your school. You bring the Bible into there, what do you got there? My goodness. Know these things. It's wonderful. Don't look at it as something that it does hurt. But look at it in the light of glory. God said that these things would be so. He said there would be a falling away. He said that men would have itching ears for everything else. He said that they're going to hate you without a cause. It's okay. But you don't hate back, you love. Because you know, but for the grace of God, there go I. You know that Jesus Christ, praise God, the Father gave that precious Son, our Savior, for the souls of all men. For the sin of all men. He would that all men be saved. Can you imagine that? I love it. The more that the love of God gets in your life, you realize, oh my goodness, what a wretched, wicked man I am but for God. How wonderful. Well, we got to move along here. Now, thankfulness, brothers and sisters, is the evidence of faith reigning in our lives. It is. Did you hear that? Thankfulness is the evidence of faith reigning in your life. That's the truth. See, I'm talking about thankful. See, you can know something here, but when it gets in here, it's because you're thankful for it. It's working, praise God. And there's a thanks of praise. It becomes a praise in our lives that really we become thankful for all things. It really is that out-of-body experience I often talk about. It's like, man, who is that guy? I know that ain't me living in me. And I thank the Lord, it's Him that's living in me. I know I never would have reacted like that. I was thinking about how God, He'll bring you sometimes often to that same trial over and over through periods of years in your life. Now, if you're addressing it the same way or going downhill in it, wake up. But the wonderful thing is when you go into that trial again and you see, praise God, that there's the new man taking hold. Taking over, says, step aside, watch me. That's growth. That's exciting. That's awesome. Get that in the trial. That's the wonderful part because he's showing you the growth. I encourage people all the time, it's not about this life. Our day has not come yet. Now, praise God, this is the most important moment, and it's a vapor. It's quick. It's like grass that grows in the morning, mowed down. At evening. That's your life. As we grow older, we realize how quick it went. Amen? And God says, redeem the time. Redeem the time. It's short. I'm coming. My coming draweth nigh. Now, brothers and sisters, this thankfulness that works in our lives, this faith that begins to reign, you start to see your life becoming thankful in all things. You start thanking Him when you're abased. You kind of smile and you say, well, Lord, I know I didn't deserve that maybe. Maybe you worked real hard. Maybe he gave you a boss or something of that nature that, you know, really has it against you. Does that mean that you turn against that boss and you say, wow, you're just a bad boss? No, the Lord says you're doing this is unto me. Amen? You do it heartily as unto me. And by the grace of God, you just go on. And by the grace of God, take that life of Joseph as he was set there. His brothers, jealous of him, threw him in that pit, lied to his daddy, sold off to Egypt. All those things kept happening and happening in his life. It looked like he was ready to make it there in that first house that he was in. And his master really appreciated it. But there he had that wife. And that wife desired him. And he could have gone the easy way and says, well, I'm just going to go ahead with that. And, you know, God just set me here. I guess I just got to go that way. But he said, oh, no. Lord, you're working in me. And I know I need to make this stand. And if you don't think he knew what was going to happen when he made that stand. And there he ended up in prison for all those years. Huh? But you know, it doesn't say that he murmured and complained. It does give you a thought when he was telling those ones of the dreams as the one got out of there a little early. Man, could you remember me just a little bit? But God had some more time for him in that prison, huh? See, God's got perfect time. And praise be to God. He exalted him all the way to second in command. Isn't that incredible? And he really was in command. Pharaoh was just smart enough to know that he's got the brains. Oh, how faithful is our God. But this sacrifice of thanksgiving, brothers and sisters, is our thanks to God. It really is the thanks to God for the true finished and final sacrifice, his son, Jesus Christ. That's the thankfulness he wants. Thanking him always, praise God, for that once and for all, that debt that was paid completely. I'm talking about thanking him for the complete victory. I thank God, hallelujah, for that sacrifice. Thanking God for what his son did at the cross, that the way was made, that the veil was rent in twain. We started with a better thing today, huh? How about that you can go boldly now into the Holy of Holies? Isn't that wonderful that I don't have to go to this high priest or that high priest? Praise be to God, I go to the high priest. He's entered in, praise God, to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God. He is my advocate. He makes petition for me every single moment to God. Isn't that awesome? And I go in there with that communion, praise God. I go right into the Holy of Holies in the name of Jesus Christ. There is but one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful that you know that? I don't care what religion tells me. The only thing I care about, what does the Bible tell me? That's what's wonderful, brothers and sisters. I don't want to talk about man's knowledge. I don't want to talk about, well, you know what, this is what this one believes, and this is what this one believes, and all of these different things. Man will only organize the Word of God to death. And that's exactly what it'll do. It'll get it completely out. Know the Word of God. It's so wonderful. Whom he has made free is free indeed. He said, I am made to you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I'm so thankful to God that he took a Joseph and he threw him into the heart of a Babylon. He put him right there in all of those idol worshipers and all of those star worshipers. And he grew up the man of God. Don't try to tell me you need a hot house. And I mean that. Don't try to tell me that. More importantly, don't try to tell God that. He does it all the time. He loves it. He likes to take and make the way out of the no way. Because nothing's hard for him. That's who God is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As I look at these vessels here today, and I know many of you. Man. Praise God for the testimony. Thanking God for every way that he saw fit to bring you here. How wonderful. As I've said many times before, it didn't have to be that way, but it had to be that way. Amen? Oh, you don't think it had to be that way for King David? The man after God's own heart, the man that the Lord did all of those wonderful miracles through. You don't think it had to be that way, that he had to become that adulterer? Huh? A murderer? Get off your self-righteousness. It had to be that way. Had to be. As Brother Paul sought the Lord about those thorns in his life. Let me tell you something. Paul loved God. Paul loved the love of God. And he'd walked with him. Praise God, listened to the Lord. Listened to the Lord. And he knew God was able. And there was something or some things bothering him. And he wanted that thorn removed from him. And he sought God. Can you imagine this? I was thinking about Paul. What great faith. He would give something to God and he'd leave it there. But this thing was a hankering to him. Can you imagine? He sought him 3 times. I think I'm looking at a bunch of folk that maybe sought him 3,000 times. Huh? But this was a big deal for Paul. Again, because the grace of God that was with him. He knew God. God said it, and it's so. I remember a pastor, praise God. He said, you know what? And you give it to God, leave it at the altar. Don't pick it back up. Leave it there. But Paul saw him 3 times about this, didn't he? Lord, I really believe this got to be delivered from my life. And then finally, Paul, after that 3rd time, I almost like the rooster crowing 3 times for Peter. You think it hit him? You think it hit him? And he said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I get it. I see this, Lord. You remove this from my life, and I would be exalted and not you. You remove this from my life, God, and there would never be that testimony of the grace and glory in my life. I would have missed it all because of a comfort I needed to have in my flesh that something was taken from me. Come on, God's going deep with you. You know that? That's how God always does these things. He wants you. But he wants you to understand that it's going to be his way. It's going to be his way. He don't need you to bring a thing. He don't need you to do anything but show up. I don't know where God's taking this today, but I think about that Shulamite, brothers and sisters. It's right there. Her fiancé had come to get her. It was time for the wedding. She was absolutely ravishing, beautiful to him, perfect the way she is. The way she is. A 10 of 10. Amen. And he's right there at the door, ready to get her. She knows it. Even her stomach's kind of moving within her. Oh, he's here. But she takes a moment, it says, to fix herself up. And he's gone. And he's gone. Don't let your goodness miss God's best. Don't let your goodness miss God's best. The Father told them very clearly, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Hear him. Hear him. Praise be to God. That's who we hear. That's who we attend to. That is the voice, hallelujah, of God, which is in this precious word of the Lord. Now we'll close it up here. How could we close it up? But God, oh my. In Leviticus 7, brothers and sisters, it says very clearly there about this sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I want you to understand this in Leviticus 7. Go back and read it. It's a precious time. But right there, every time you'll see that sacrifice of thanksgiving, it's always with the peace offering. All right? And how wonderful and how true that thanksgiving, true thankfulness, when we believe the word of God, always, 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 always brings the peace that passes all understanding. It's perfect, isn't it? Yes, amen. See, when you're thankful, you're at peace. You're at peace with God. Hallelujah. You're at peace, praise the Lord, with his plan for you. And I'm talking about absolute perfect peace, that he that is faithful and true will perform the good work which he's begun. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you hear those words? Not just here, but here. That it really is true. Lord, you're able to to keep that which I've committed unto you against that day, that you will perform the good work which you have begun. Oh, this is awesome, brothers and sisters, that we can depend, and the privilege of depending, only upon Him. That He perfects that which concerns us. I am so thankful to people that go over in the gym. They see Romans 8:28. And at least a couple times a year I get a call. You know the thing I like best about that gym, and I never knew about it. They came and visited. I love the wood floor. I love the glass backboards. I love the weights. But the thing I like the most, I found out what Romans 8:28 means. And we know. Do we know? And we know all things work together for good. For good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. His purpose, His purpose. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. And see, we know, praise God, as you know the Word of God, you know that's you. I'm them. I be them to them. Amen? It's all right. This is the King's English. I'll butcher it up all you need me to. Come on. Get off your high horse. But see, we know that we're called according to His purpose. Praise God. And that's the joy and thankfulness of believing God. You start believing that and you'll become fully purposed. You'll become like them Philadelphia saints that happened to live in Ephesus. Living around some that left their first love. But there was a full purpose in their hearts and they ran on. Oh, yes. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. This is the full purpose of grace in our lives. And I'm talking about, again, thankful for the grace that saved you. Amen. Thankful to God for the grace that keeps you. Thankful to God, the grace that causes you to rise up. And thankful to God, my goodness, Lord, I live in this time, the time of the fullness of your grace, the time that it says, oh, yes, children, yeah, they're my heirs. I got two kids and they're my heirs. And can you imagine this all in Romans 8 again? Good chapter, by the way. Read it. More importantly, believe it. For you. But it said, and children, heirs of God. And joint heirs. Isn't that something? And joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer together with Him. Now, brothers and sisters, that's great grace to know. It's great grace to know to be glorified together with Him. It is. But are you thankful for it? There's a difference. There's a difference in knowing something and being thankful for something. I'm talking about a thankfulness that breaks your heart as you come and you kneel down. Maybe at night before you go to bed, maybe in the morning as you wake up, maybe it's going to be here in about the next 3 minutes. As you can't wait to hit the altar. But he said, oh, I'm looking for that one that has that broken heart and that contrite spirit. That's thankfulness. You don't walk around haughty because you know these things. You walk around leaping, praising, so grateful to God that, Lord, I don't know how you did it, but it hit me. Lord, I don't know how you brought it, but it's captivated me. Lord, I see how much you love me. I begin to see those scriptures. They're not on a page anymore. They're in my life. They're written in me. Don't miss this. Don't miss that thankfulness, praise God, that really is there. You're a child of God today. That thankfulness, that life of Jesus Christ, it's there. You say, Pastor, my eyes have been dry for a long time. Let me tell you something. He can well them up right today. It's okay. David said, man, there's many a night I made my pillow like a sea. Let that thankfulness of praise just be a sacrifice, a burning, a fervent burning.
Shabando, he sighed. Remember when I was in Gethsemane and I prayed to the Father to let the cup pass. And I said, not as I will, but thy will be done.
Oh, yeah. While every head is bowed, Father, thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful to God. You brought this word to us this morning. Lord, thank you for every life here today. And God, how you love them. Lord, help them to know this morning how much you love them. Lord, that you do need their praise and thanksgiving to you. That again, you gave your Son so freely, because you so love the world. Lord, thank you again for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Thank you again. It's the power of God unto salvation. Thank you, Lord, this morning that we believe it. And thank you, God. Thank you, that now are we the sons of God. In Jesus' name, amen.